Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh my god, are you okay?
Sorry, I have a cough. Fucking stupid kids in their dirty school.
Oh dude, the kids are back to school for like a day and
everyone's
sick.
My poor kids are like going to school with these dirty kids who like whose moms send them to school sick, and I'm like, didn't we just start school? Like, why are you coming home with a cough already? My poor fucking children.
You know, it is wild that COVID was not that long ago. We took nothing from it. I had someone in my makeup chair the other day. It was like, oh yeah, sorry, I think I have strep. And I was like, excuse me? Like, what the fuck? At least tell me. I'll put on a mask. Like,
I cannot.
Like, it's like it never happened. Like, we learned something about germs and washing our hands, right? For like a moment. Gone.
Yeah.
All those signs of how to wash your hands, they're gone. I need them back in the bathrooms for people.
I can't. It seems like standard behavior that people just don't know how to human.
I've been thinking about this, actually, because my daughter has never had so much as an ear infection, Tracy. She's been so sheltered, you know?
Yeah.
Like, first half of her life, COVID, we didn't do anything. And second half of her life, we still didn't do anything. So, you know... She's gonna get fucking destroyed in school. Like, I'm literally waiting.
I know,
for it.
And literally, I'm telling you, these people send their kids like hacking up lungs, and like my kids come home with it, and they're like,
"It pisses
feel
me
them.
Off."
Like,
school's
of course
not
you
supposed
don't
to be
sweet, and it's
not
a
daycare.
You are healthy.
Yeah, like your kid's sick. Sorry, the kid's got to be staying home. Like, can you imagine? Like, Cecily's pre-K 3. You're gonna wipe out a classroom of 3-year-olds because you know. You don't want to keep your kid home? Like, it's just crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's wild. I cannot.
Cecily had her first day of school. It was definitely more of an emotional roller coaster for me.
Of course. It's your first child, and she just went to school. And, like, out of your
first
control.
First child and my angel child. My angel, sweet, sensitive, like
beautiful little angel.
She's just, nobody understands. I know everyone thinks their kid is like just like so sweet. Like, this kid is just, she's untouched by the world. It's the only way to describe her.
I mean, she's literally a COVID baby.
She's not poisoned by society yet. And I'm just like, I'm sending her to school to be ruined. Like, it's all I kept thinking. Like, all week long, maybe it's too early. Maybe I should wait another year. She's only doing 3 days, half days, you know, but I was like, in my head, I was like, first of all, I think she's going to last an hour. I literally told the teacher. I said, if she cries for a minute over an hour, just call me. I'm going to be home. I'm coming to pick her up. We'll try again tomorrow. Like, I don't want her upset all day. I have no faith in this child. I really thought she was going to, like, just be dominated the first day, you know?
Yeah.
But let me tell you, me and Denny bring her to school. Every other child, so we missed the first couple days because we were away. So I guess I heard like a few of the parents saying to their kids, because a lot of the kids were crying and shit, well, what happened? Like, you were fine on the first day. Like, I guess like it gets like almost there's like a worse point after a couple days because the kids know what to expect. You know
well,
what I mean?
So
like,
hi, you're dropping me off and not coming to get me for hours.
Right. Like, they figured it out.
Yeah.
So we bring Cess on Monday. And it is just fucking chaos. There's kids crying, throwing up from crying, Tracy.
Oh, I believe
I'm
it.
Looking at Den and I'm going, should we leave our kid here? Like, this is chaos. Like, the teacher's 100% overwhelmed. I mean, every kid was screaming, crying. Like, I've never seen anything like it. And Cecily is just in, I think she was too shocked to cry. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
Like,
she might have cried, but I think there was so much going around her that she was just processing it.
She was probably like, what the fuck are these people crying over? Like, there's a lot of toys here.
We, you know, a lot of advice I got was to, like, kind of ditch her. Like, Like, don't do like a big, I didn't ditch her, but I also didn't do like a big goodbye. I didn't want to like just abandon her, like her to turn around and me be gone kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I did kind of do like a light escape, and there's like a big window, and me and Den were standing outside the window, and I looked in at her, and she had left where she was and was looking in the middle. She was kind of in the middle of the room, kind of spinning around, like looking for us, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And she looked like, and there was chaos all around her. You ever seen the movies when somebody gets put into the loony bin, but they're not loony? They're like the only sane person there. The look on her face was like, where did they leave me? They fucking put me in a mental institution. And I, like, she just looks like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I bet.
And I'm going to Denny. We can't do this. We can't leave her. My big thing was like, what if she cries when we leave? Like, no one's going to tend to her. They're cleaning up throw up. Like, it's just crazy.
I can't.
But she did great. You know, kids are so resilient. We forget that all the time. You know, they really, really are. They're amazing. They're not like us. That's the thing. They're better than us.
No, they're better people.
And,
because they have.
Yeah, they're better people. Yeah. And, you know, Denny picked her up from school and he sent me a video. Like, he was watching her through the window again. And she was like jumping up and down. Like, she had two friends. It was like, by the way, my daughter has no friends. So she made two new friends on her first day of school, which is like amazing for me to see. And yeah, she did it. She did it. I was so proud of her. I was so proud of her.
Yeah, no, I knew she was going to do good because she's such a good kid. She just could have been really scared just because it's like, where the fuck is my mom? I've never not seen her.
That's the thing is I've never.
Well, that's how it is for a lot of parents, though.
Just left her.
Like, I'm not. It's like this. For every single parent on the first day of pre-K. For kids who are not daycare kids.
But then you know what I was thinking about? Because then I'm like...
Also, pre-K 3 is glorified daycare. But
yeah.
It's fine. I
put Cecily in it for strictly to...
Yeah, socialization.
For socialization, not for learning.
Yeah, of course. They don't learn shit there. It's fine.
Yeah, I'm not expecting her to come home and you know,
be reading.
No. Yeah, to like write her name, but I she did need to learn how to interact with other children, not be afraid of them.
And, yeah.
Not be attached. Like, it sucks when we go someplace and she's just like attached to my leg and doesn't want to make friends and, you know, calls the other. I'm like, oh, go play with your friends. She's like, those are children. Like, oh, great.
Oh, like, my God, I can't.
So, you know, she's so not like me in that aspect. And I want to, I don't know. I don't want her to feel that, like, I don't want her to be like that shy little girl. I want her to be confident.
Is she in full day?
No, it's a half day.
Well, what are your few hours like? Heavenly, right?
Well, we've only had 2 days, so I haven't really been able to. Oh, this is the greatest. So I internalize this bringing her. Should we not? Should we just abandon, like, abort, like, just do it and next year, you know?
Yeah.
And then what I started thinking about was like, one of my friends at work, her daughter just went to college and she cried and it's college. She's not gonna say, oh, she's not ready for college, but like, it's just a moment, it's just a milestone. And you're just, I kept trying to think of it like a milestone, not that she's not ready. Like, you're never ready for these milestones. They're so big and they're so important.
It's just your adapting to not being able to hover her.
But yeah,
that's all kids. Like, that's what it is. It's like, even when, like, my son goes on a bus for an hour every morning, I am literally trusting these people to physically drive my child somewhere. It's not like a 4-minute drive across the highway to the school. It's an hour.
Right.
And
right.
Every day he does
possession.
It. And every day he gets home and I'm like thankful that he made it home, because I'm like, it's a far drive. Like, but this is what he needs to do well. And it's like, he's never going to remember.
Right.
He truly doesn't remember. Like, oh, last year, he doesn't even remember. Like, when he goes to school around here, he's not going to remember the hour drives he took.
Mm-hmm.
So it's what needs to happen now. If she cries, it's part of learning. Like, that's life. Literally, mm-hmm. It's crying and figuring it out. And that's just how it is. And like, she's going to become like a better kid because of it, because she'll have friends she gets to talk about, something other than her dog and her.
You're right. So, okay, so we bring the baby and we're, me and Den are just like in the car, like, holy shit, we just did it. We really did it. We get back home. Within 5 minutes, he's trying to fuck. And I'm like, I know this is your first time without the child in the house. And I'm like, how could you think of, like, I being horny was like the furthest thing from my mind. Like, I am still hyperventilating. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you've been alone in the house without her for 5 minutes. And this is, it's like they're all the same. Do you know what I mean? Like, they're just wired like this. They're just animals. I was like, get away from me. Do not touch me. Stay away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he did the sickest move too. I had on like a bodysuit. And he's like, what's you got snaps on that bodysuit? Can I see what's going on down there? And I'm like he was trying to pretend like he was actually interested. I'm like, if you come near my snaps.
I can't do it.
Actually kill you. So yeah, we haven't really figured out what we're gonna do during that time yet, but I am excited to have just stare at the wall and in silence and do nothing. That is what I'm very much looking forward to.
Yeah. I mean, you're gonna really, really be happy.
Tomorrow's another day. Another day.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. I'm waiting for the meltdown, but so far so good.
No, I don't think she's gonna have it. I think she likes it. All they do is play. Like, what a dream.
Like, what's not like to like? Yeah. Like,
what a fucking dream. Pre-K is like what everybody wants to do for the rest of their life. Just play. Have no responsibility and just play.
Just play.
Maybe get a snack. Take a little nap.
I feel bad that I doubted her, that I doubted her, you know, what she could do. But listen, she's done this every step of the way. Like, you guys remember, I was so worried about the pacifier, and she crushed that. And then potty training, she crushed that. And now school, and she's crushing that. Like,
yeah. And think you are more worried.
Yo, I'm the mess. I'm the problem.
Yeah.
It's not her. I know how I would act in these situations, and I'm the worst.
Yeah.
But she's not me.
No, I think you are going to also really enjoy when you start utilizing your time away. Well, also half days suck because they're what, 3 hours?
So this school is actually, it's 8 to 12, 8 to 9 and 10 to 11, 4 hours.
Okay, so that's not bad. You can get a lot done.
Not bad. Yeah.
So that's awesome. When she starts going
and when
day,
I tell you it's on the same like street as my house.
Revolutionary.
I'm not even. You know, when you have a baby, you forget that that's like your future. You are so wrapped up in the babiness of it all. You're like, oh, this is my life forever. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you forget that there's an end in sight, and it's come so fast.
Yeah.
Like, any new mom that's just like got postpartum and you just feel like your life is over, it's like in a snap, you get that back. Like,
yeah.
This is the start of it. It's
and
crazy.
You're going to have all this free time to like appreciate the baby and not feel like you have to like split the time, because you're gonna have all that time when she's at school with the baby.
Yeah,
this is why people wait like 3 or 4 years to have kids.
Yeah, I'm.
Normal people don't do it every 18 months like me. No,
every 18 months.
Yeah. That's why, is because then you can like truly appreciate your child and like have free time with them when the other kids are at school.
I just saw one of my baby groups. This girl has 3 under 3, and she got pregnant by accident with twins. She's going to have 5 under 5.
I would sooner shoot myself in the face.
5 under 5. Oh, my God.
In no world. Like, my favorite thing, my mom's like, what do you most love about yourself the other day? She was like, what do you, like, what's your best quality? I was like, I think my favorite quality about me is that I'm not pregnant.
I was wondering where you were going with this.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing about me right now, is because like I would literally rather do anything, like rabid wolves feed me.
But do you
them.
Even remember what it was like? Like, it was so back to back. Could you even process the
no, like the I don't remember one thing about being pregnant, except for being so stressed out that I had other babies at home. It's got to be
memory,
like almost the same feeling as like being like, hey, you're about to have triplets.
I have a core memory of you. I mean, you had Skylar and Jaden, who were both so little, like they were just little babies.
Yeah.
And you were pregnant with Julian, and like you still looked like you were head to toe, like ready to take on the world. And I'm just like, I don't think it's hitting her. Like, I don't think you just were going through the motions. Like,
no, no, you just, you were just surviving. Survive on, like,
yeah,
accelerant. Like,
yes,
it's straight. Like, what is that called?
The chaos.
When you're driving. Autopilot.
When you're driving. Yeah, you're on autopilot. Yeah,
literally, you, like, you know, you get up and you know you do stuff for the day, but like, you have no idea how you did it or what you did when you're. When you have two babies under three.
Let me ask you a question. Do you feel like you have a better grasp on your life now that they're older?
Oh, my God.
Or it's worse.
This is why I will never do this again, because I finally feel like I'm regaining. Like, with them in school all day, they leave. Julian's out the door at 7:30. Then I have, like, 40 minutes to get the girls on the bus, ready and on the bus. Once they leave at, like, 8:15, I am like, oh my God, I sit down on the couch, I regroup, and I'm like,
amazing.
What do I have to do today? Because I have all this fucking time. And sometimes
you never go back to sleep.
What?
You never go back to sleep?
Oh no, there's days where I'm like, well, first of all, between work, like juggling on and off days at work, and then being sometimes so fucking tired. And then other days being like, I have a lot of shit to get done. Like, I have to, all it is scheduling. And so my schedule is like, I plan on like beauty days, like, you know, self-care days where it's like, oh, I got to get my nails done or my lashes or whatever. I do like 6 different procedures in one day because I'm like, right. This is my one day. Like, I'm driving all across New Jersey to get everything done in one day because I'm like, I have like all week to post these. And I have to work some days and I need like a mental shutdown day where I could just like catch up on sleep.
Do nothing. Yes. That's going to be the challenge for me is to actually like when the day where there's just quiet in this house, like for a full day, like an 8-hour day.
Oh, yeah.
I think I would just do nothing like
that. You say that, but then like you're like, I did nothing today. And like I had so much to get done. Like,
yeah.
So you have to like utilize it. But also like I am super strict about my kids going to bed at a certain time since they were little. I mean, they have always had a bedtime.
Kids are amazing with that.
Yeah. My kids go to bed. Julian is asleep by 7:05, maybe 7:15.
It's so sick.
And the girls are like getting ready. They do their own nighttime routine. They take showers, they brush their teeth, they like get their backpacks, their clothes, whatever. I've taught them to do that on their own because I'm like, you guys have to learn some type of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So they do all that. I get at 8:00, I tell them like it's getting ready for bedtime and they have like 30 minutes to get everything done and get into bed. And like,
do they ever fight you or are they just like robots about it by now?
No. Can we add 10 more minutes? No, the answer is no. I don't care what your theory is. Get to bed, start your routine because you have to be up at 7:30 to get ready for school. Like my kids
early.
Need a fucking 12-hour window of sleep. Otherwise, they're not functioning right. They need minimum 10 hours.
Right.
And they're
That's
growing.
Amazing.
Their body physically needs sleep.
Uh-huh. 100%. No, it's great. Ugh.
But that's what I feel like parents lose their way on is, like, letting the kids, like, fucking rule their night. First of all, I'm done being a mom by 8:30.
I am so with you, Tracy. I'm so with you on this one.
Patience left in me by like 7:45. By 8:30, like fuck all the way off. So like I want you to be in bed by that time because one, I need my wind down shit. I gotta take care of all the shit that I didn't get done in the afternoon tonight. I like to clean at night. Cause right now when I'm looking at my house, I didn't even clean tonight because we're on the phone. But my house looks like people just stole shit from a store and then threw it all over my house. Like the amount of paperwork that they come home with from school, there's homework everywhere. There's my laundry is all done, so I'm okay with that. But like new boxes, new packages from my clothing company came in. Like I have to organize and sort that, take pictures, try them on. I have like all this stuff I have to get done. And I didn't do it. So tomorrow morning, that's what I need to do before work. So it's like I have to regroup again.
You have to regroup again.
And every night it's the same thing. That's why I'm not fighting with you while I do this because I need a mentally straight head for it.
Yeah. No, that's how I feel at night too. It's probably the only time I like lose patience with her is just because I'm just like, yeah, I just put in my day, my 12-hour day.
I just dedicated
her.
My whole life to either while you're at school getting your stuff done or working so I could pay for your stuff. so yeah. you could come home, tell me how bad school sucks, demand four different meals before bedtime.
Wait, did they say that to you?
Well, it's like, how was school? I don't know. School is stupid. Okay. Cool. So, and now they want me to cook four different fucking meals for them. And I have to do everything else. And then Julian's still a baby. He's five. I got to do everything right. for him every night. The girls are a little bit older and Skylar like sets the tone and Jaden follows. So it's okay.
Yep.
But Julian is a baby. He doesn't do anything for himself. I also have to make sure his ears are plugged in every night. So he has batteries for the morning so he could fucking hear. His iPad is charged for his hour drive there. His Switch is charged for his hour drive home. Like,
oh,
school lunch is packed. Like, thankfully, I give the girls like hot lunch at school, but Julian needs lunch every day. Like, I got to do all this shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And it seems like, oh, she's complaining about three kids. I have six. Yeah. Everyone's got more than the next. We get it. But like, people with one kid think it's a fucking struggle. And then people with three kids are like, you have it easy. And then people with six kids are like, you're all stupid. Try my life. Like, we get it. Everyone's got a lot of shit.
One of the things that blows my mind in the baby group is people will be like,
mom shaming.
What's the jump? What's the jump between 2 and 3? What was worse? The jump between 1 to 2, 2 to 3, 3 to 4. And like the various answers. Like,
oh my God. I can't.
Like, people are like, oh, yeah, 5 to 6, fucking cake. 0 to 1, that was the worst. And I'm like, wait a second.
What?
The math ain't math.
No. One to two was like, okay, this is going to be rough, but there's two parents. We got this.
Yeah, you're outnumbered.
2 to 3 was like, I should have had 12 and then lost a fucking husband.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Rocket Money. That's not the theme song, but it should be. There's a subscription for everything these days, from streaming services to fitness programs. Ugh. And sometimes it feels impossible to keep tabs on what you're paying for every single month. And that's why I'm a fan of Rocket Money. That's why Tracy is a fan of Rocket Money. Do you remember Tracy's shoe story? I do. She's paying for shoes every month. She didn't even know she was paying for shoes. She wasn't getting shoes. And if she had Rocket Money, that wouldn't happen. And here's why. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. So most people think they're spending around $80 on their subscription, when in reality, the number is closer to $200. Like, that's a huge difference. With Rocket Money, you can easily cancel the ones you don't want with the press of a button. No more long hold times or annoying emails with customer service. Rocket Money does it all for you. My voice is so great from yelling at my daughter at Disney for a week. But guess what? With all the money you save with Rocket Money, you can take your kids to Disney and sound just like me. Rocket Money also lets you monitor all your expenses in one place, recommend custom budgets based on your past spending, and they'll even send you notification when you've reached your spending limits. With over 3 million users and counting, could be you, Rocket Money customers have saved an average of $720 a year. Stop wasting money on things you do not use, cancel your unwanted subscription, and manage your money the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/bad examples. That's rocketmoney.com/bad examples. rocketmoney.com/bad examples. Rocket Money. Save your money with Rocket.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Just keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros. Two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Do you think, like, listen, I think also some women are just like, this is their like
life.
I have friends.
They
that
were
have,
like, literally determined to be mothers, and that's their only thing in life that they do.
Yes. 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 This is their like the chaos. They thrive on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
I fucking hate
I
it.
I don't. Yeah. Yeah.
Like if so, my listen, kids everybody's hit different. Each other one more fucking time, I'm just gonna leave them on the side of the road because this is getting wild.
Oh, those three are gonna be fucking 40-year-old.
They literally, I'm like, where did you learn to hit each other? Like me and my brothers never put our hands on each other.
Yeah.
I had two brothers and not one time did I ever raise my hand to my brother or did they hit me. You must be at it. Where did you learn this? Like we do not hit. What is your first reaction when your brother says, give me my iPad, stupid, and you think to hit him is the result? Like,
you know, you could, they're so close in age. It is so hard.
It's like, literally like
they're the same
triplets.
Person. Yeah, yeah.
And I think it's because they're so close in age. Like, me and my brothers are 4 years apart, and then my little brother and me are 7 years. So, in no world would a seven-year-old hit a one-year-old.
Yeah, exactly.
But, like,
exactly.
A three-year-old's going to hit a two-year-old, and a two-year-old's going to hit a one-year-old. That's how it
right.
is.
Right. That's their love language.
Right. Smacking each other and calling each other the dumbest, stupid, idiot brothers ever is, like, the my kids'
Guys,
way to each
when
other.
Tracy calls me in the car, when she's got all the kids in the car.
Oh, my God, I can't.
Like, it's a show. It's, like, a comedy routine for me. Like, she's not having it at all, but I'm just giggling on the other end of the line. Like, I have to mute myself because it's just chaos. Like it's just chaos. It's just
because
how can it not be though? What are you gonna do?
Spend every second together.
All smushed in the car together.
Stand each other are also compounded in a car of just three seats directly on top of each other.
Wait, are they all in like one aisle?
Yes.
Yes. It's a nightmare. Their legs are touching and shit. Fuck that.
She's touching me. He's looking at me. I'm like, where the fuck is he supposed to look? It's a car.
Who's in the middle? It's the worst seat.
Oh, it depends. They get switched all the time because I'm like, Skylar, get in the middle. These two can't be about love. Poor Skylar is like the dummy of like being jerked around between these two because they can't. Like, Julian idolizes Jaden. He thinks she is the greatest thing that ever existed, but they hit and punch each other like they're brothers.
I love that so much.
So I literally use Skylar as like the middle because he's not going to hit Skylar, and Jaden knows she'll get smacked real fast back. So
yeah,
like Skylar's not going to tolerate her shit. So I'm like, Skylar, just go in the middle because I know they're not going to start with you.
Three car seats.
And thank God I have TVs in the back of my headrest because I put on a movie so fast when we get in that car. I don't care what it is. Imagine I like had a car that like had roll down windows, like
no.
Like what do you do with those kids to keep them occupied? Thank God I have TVs.
I you know, I don't know. I can't even like the anxiety I have thinking about getting two children in a car in two car seats at once is like it's crazy. The fact you do it with three, people do it with more. Like, I don't even understand how you have
in three car seats for a long time in my car.
That's crazy.
I think like, it was four years.
Yeah, that's wild.
Skylar's not in a car seat now, and Jaden's in a booster because like the height and weight limit and stuff. She's allowed to be in a booster. I think Julian's even heavier than her, so he should be in a booster, but he's still in like a regular one. But sometimes I don't have room, so I switch it out, and he's technically allowed to be. But like, what the fuck? Like,
I just feel like life for you. Yes, is it gonna get wilder with like you got the cheerleading and pick up, drop off, go driving this one here? It's like you're gonna become a chauffeur.
Yeah,
but you know what?
That's my next job.
I'd rather be a fucking it's your next job. I prefer the job of chauffeur than of full time babysitter. You know what I mean? Like you can listen to music, you could make phone calls. Like
life will get a little bit easier when Skylar can ride in the front seat legally.
Oh my God, that is so cool.
Yeah,
I will die when that happens.
It's like she doesn't have to call Shoddy. She automatically gets the front seat. Yeah. Each of the kids get their own window. There's an actual seat in between them where they don't have to be on top of each other. It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be a really beautiful day. And I have to check
up. Is that
up.
Soon?
No, I think she has to be like 12 or something. Like she has to be
Jesus
a certain
Christ.
Weight and height to be in the front seat because of the airbags and stuff. But
right.
I mean, I like literally can't wait for that because that will just make so much more room.
Oh, that'll be a joyous day.
because they fight over, like, I have a third row, but none of them will go back there. It's too far. I can't see the TV. I can't reach you. I can't reach this. I'm like, you know what? Fine. Then we'll sit together. I don't care. Fine.
You know how much extra that third row cost, you fuckers?
Oh, you have the, none of them want to sit there. No problem. Got it. So now it's I just put all my bags and stuff like that I have to bring from place to place in the third row because I'm like, I'm not going to use it anyway.
Oh my God. I can't believe like the way my anxiety just spiked when you said 12 and I'm like, I have a fucking baby in my belly right now. This sucks. 12. Oh no. 12 years old. She sits in the front.
I'm pretty sure it's 12. I'm not sure the exact number because we're not there yet. So I haven't really looked it up, but I want to say that I know the other kids at that age were definitely in the front seat. So it's got to be around that time. I'm not sure if it's more age or height and weight, but
yeah,
because Skylar's a size 10, 12 right now. And she's 8. So she could, if it was by size, probably be in the front, but I don't know what the legal system is. So I got to check.
Tell me really quick before we go. I just want to know about cheerleading and like, are you just like, so what goes, you like sit there all day and watch them like practice?
No, we're not allowed to be at practice. We
get
go to the
out
games.
Of here. You're not allowed to be at practice. I love that for you.
Well, I love that, except for it's a 15 to 18 minute drive, depending on if people are assholes and don't know how to drive that day. So I have to drive there at 6 and then go home to my house for what, an hour, and then drive back there to go get them for 8.
How long is practice?
And Julian's supposed to 2 hours, but sometimes 3. But Julian is supposed to be asleep by 7 o'clock. And because Monday, Wednesdays, they have cheer, he doesn't go to bed till late. So I'm literally like finding a way to make him tired so that he'll be tired by the time we get home. But the girls are so amped up on cheer energy that they're wiring him up. And I'm like, fucking shut it down.
This is the single mom life, by the way, that like, there's no man at home to take care of Julian while you do. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like
no one to take. No one's going to put him to sleep. I have to bring him.
This is the single mom life that nobody respects.
No, nobody gets it. And it's nobody like not it. Only that, in that hour time frame, I'm feeding him to try to wind him down. I'm making lunches. I'm trying to get them food so that when they get home, they can eat after cheer. They're supposed to be in bed already by 8:30 and they're not on Monday, Wednesdays because everything's set back like 30 minutes. And like I have to rile everyone to do what they're supposed to do.
So games are once a week.
And I would like them to shower when they get home from cheer because they just sweat for 2 hours. But sometimes I'm like, I don't even like want you to be like woken up by a shower right now because it's bedtime. Like, like they're already amped up from cheer, like jumping around and blah, blah, blah. You'd think they'd be tired, but the opposite for every kid under 10 is like jump around and get more excited. Like
cheer energy. I love that.
Yeah. It's like cheer energy. They come home with it. And I'm like, now they just put their cheer energy on Julian. I'm like, no, he's going to bed.
So games once a week.
Games every Sunday.
And you have to sit there for the games.
Yeah. They're like 2 hour games. And sometimes they're at 9 in the morning. Sometimes they're at 12 in the afternoon. Sometimes they're away. Sometimes they're
home.
Who
do you sit with?
All the other moms who don't know what to do.
Oh my God.
And I have Julian, so he's like, I want to go play at the park, and I'm like, well, we're here to watch your sisters, so if my parents come that day or something, my dad will like take him to the park while we sit and watch the girls. But I'm like, we're here to watch them, like that's what we're here for.
Okay, so I don't know, again, because I don't want my kids not even close to that, but like do you like, they like want you to be there, right?
Yeah, I would like, never you can't just not drop them off for game. Like, that's okay, they're literally their only reason they're cheering is to do cheer on the games. Well, also their competition, so we will be going to their competitions. But
oh my God,
those are very few and far between. So every week, and you have to have, you know, their uniform washed and ready, their bow ready, their shoes, their socks, can't wear colored socks, hair up.
How much is this shit costing you? I can't even imagine.
You have no idea. You have no idea. To sign up was thousands.
Oh, you know what? It must be really nice that you've got that child support to help with that.
Oh,
though,
I love
know.
The child support that I'm not getting to pay for any of the extra.
You could definitely
activities.
Just use that.
It's really
just
wild.
Right to right to cheerleading. Yeah.
I love being told what a shit mom I am. That's my favorite.
No. They don't need a roof for cheer uniforms. It's fine.
No. As long as they have love and hugs, everything is fine. They don't need money to live in America.
The song All You Need Is Love was not meant for
children. It is definitely not how we live in America. Maybe in England, but not over here. Not up in here.
In England. Oh my God, Trey.
I like Kira.
Oh man.
It's my favorite. It's my favorite battle all the time of like, all you care about is money. And I'm like,
Yeah.
I care about is making sure my kids survive, which inevitably costs money. So yeah, it's pretty important. That's why we work.
Extracurricular activities. Outrageously expensive.
Outrageous.
And time consuming. And like the fact that like games, practice, like it's just like, competitions, traveling. It's crazy. It's nuts. You can't do it with no money. You just can't.
Right. But that's what I don't understand about the like all you care about is money thing. It's like, no, I want my kids to like live a good life that they deserve to live. So in order for me to do that and give that to them, yes, it does cost money. And when I'm doing it all by myself, it's a little frustrating when I know that new shoes are being bought for other people. So why am I not seeing any of that is still mind-blowing to me.
Yeah. I especially now with like, I feel like when they're little, everyone's helping out. You have hand-me-downs, you know, like.
Yeah, but
you can scrape by a little bit.
Like, oh, I want UGG slippers to wear to school. Okay, those are $100. So, if I hug you, do you think Amazon will send you the slippers if I hug you? Because that's apparently what we're running on over here.
Yeah. And like, you want to do these things for them because you want them to be accepted at school and not be like the smelly kid at school.
My kids ask me for nothing. They ask me for nothing. So ask me for something specific. They really want it.
Yeah.
So
no, you're a good mommy. You don't. Let's just say this: your kids are not.
They're not spoiled assholes.
Brats. No, they're not. They're not spoiled, but they have everything that they
would need.
And yeah,
I give them everything that they should have without making them think that they are princesses.
Yes, 100%. I really do think that about the way you raise them, for sure.
Thank you, Trevor.
I never thought that you were,
For example, people
are probably like, oh, they've got everything, but like they do have everything, but everything they need and not 1 ounce more of that.
Yeah. Like I'm not going to we don't walk into a store and they're like, I want this. Well, okay, you're getting it because you're pretty. No. What did you do to deserve this so that you can actually get it? Like, you're not just going to walk into any store and get something. Like my kids also are those kids that if they want something, mommy, can I have a bag of chips? Most kids think the kitchen is a fucking free-for-all and just go grab and eat whatever they want. Or they'll be like, mommy, can I have a piece of chocolate from the refrigerator? Sure. How many pieces? They always ask me. And I'm like, I don't know. And they're like, no, tell me. 2, 3, how many pieces? And like, they'll ask me and they will only take what I agree to them having. Like, that's not most kids.
No, it is not.
They'll sneak it. They'll just take it. They won't ask. They'll make a fucking mess. Also, they are responsible for cleaning up anything that they touch.
So I'm guilty of this with my 3-year-old. Listen, you want that. It's hard. You want them to have it all. But like we're now, we're learning that we can't. Now that she's coming with me everywhere these days, we can't go into every store. You can't buy something at every single store.
Yeah, it's like, not going to happen.
You just can't. I don't need any more shit in my house. B, I don't have money for this. Like, you know what I mean? So that's been like a thing we've been really working on with her is that, you know, we're going to go to TJ Maxx and to Target, and we're not going to leave with something from the dollar section every time, you know?
Yeah, it's important.
It's important.
Because the Dollar Tree section is going to then turn into like, oh, I want a $7 Starbucks because we drove past it today. Like,
yeah,
it's going to turn into all this other shit.
It's easier to just buy the fucking $2 toy than to fight with her at the cash register and have her cry. Like, and there's some times where I just am like, you know what? I'm not dealing with this today. I'm going to just fucking buy her whatever the fuck she wants to keep her happy. And I'm like, this has got to stop. Like, I can't. She's dominating me. I can't have a 3-year-old continue to dominate me.
Yeah.
So we've been really working on it. And my daughter is somehow. So I now let her, like, let's say she wants like a stuffed animal. I'll let her carry it around the store.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not just like, put it back. You can't get that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, let's take it for like a walk around the store. And then she hugs it and snuggles it. And then we get to the cash register. She says, okay, I'm going to put you back with your family now. Be good. I'll come back and visit you. Like, she has a whole conversation with it.
Yeah.
It's amazing. She kisses it goodbye and she leaves happy. And I'm like, we both feel better about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, And then I think she really is starting to appreciate when we do buy her stuff instead of just expecting, you know. Although by the end of vacation, she was asking for the 5 and 10. I don't know if 5 and 10s are just a Jersey thing. But
yeah, no.
The only thing she took away from vacation
That's
was
so funny.
Beach and 5 and 10. And I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm creating a 5 and 10 monster.
Oh my God, I can't.
5 and 10. How do you describe that store to people that don't know it?
Yeah.
Like a beach, like anything you need at the beach is there.
It's like a convenience store for last minute, like,
yes,
beaching, beach, yes, life.
Yes. It's like a staple of Jersey Shore. Like, it's been there. They're all around. They've been there for generations.
Yeah.
Generations.
I don't know. It's weird. It's like, I hate telling them no, but I'm also like, I'm not going to like give you just everything. Cause I just feel like kids need to learn to earn things.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
I don't know. It is what it is.
We're doing it. We're parenting. We're doing it. We're doing it.
I know.
It day
who
by
would
day.
Have thought that day where I, like, the hospital let me take a kid home who I didn't even know?
It is crazy. Like, we both, like, watching you do it first and, like, even now, like, watching you do, like, things with, like, your kids, I felt like they jumped from, like, babies to, like, cheer practice. I don't know. I know there was an in between there, but I, like, missed it. And you've just, like, kind of grown with them during that time. And I don't know. You've all evolved. It's kind of cool to watch. And it's exciting for me because I'm like, oh, I can't wait for that next step, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's
just,
so
there's
weird.
Good things
because,
ahead.
Like, I always wanted to be a mom. But, like, thank God I did it when I did it. Because, like, Now my patients, like, I watch my friends be in their 30s and, like, not having kids. And I'm like, in no world would I ever start, like, around 40.
So all these guys are like, oh, you don't want one more? And you're just like,
no. Like, no. Immediate jail. No.
You didn't coordinate your life to the way it is to fucking start again now.
I literally have said from when I was a little girl, I want to get married by 25. I would like to have kids by 26 and be done by 30. I got married at 25. Skylar was at 26. Jaden was 27 or 28. And then Julian was, I was pregnant at 30. I gave birth at 30. Like,
yeah,
I'm not going back on that. Those were the plans. We stuck to them.
No.
We're done. Three healthy kids. I feel like I'm at this point, you, like, I'm not playing with fate. I got three healthy. I don't need any problems.
Yeah, you did it.
No man is worth having another child for. I will lose all
the
men.
And I love that for you. I love that you've stuck to your guns in that. Like, because
yeah,
it's hard. You know, when you're in love with fucking Hat and
everyone
he's
told
everything.
Me with Hat, I was going to give in. Everyone told me. And I was like, I mean, no way am I having his baby. I'm not doing it.
Not that I doubted you, but I know how hard it is to say no. It's almost, again, it's easier just to fucking pump out the baby than get what you want, you know? And
yeah.
I'm glad you stuck to it because
that would have been living life right now with a husband who was obsessed with my newborn baby and loved my three kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would have been really happy right now. But my uterus said, fuck you. So I said, fuck you, Hat. Can't do it. Me and my uterus are one person, one thought, one mind, one body.
But my uterus said.
Yeah, we collaboratively said no. This was a group effort over here.
Oh,
as I like
gosh.
To say, this is an entry only situation. This is not an exit.
I love it. I've seen crazy shit on the internet these days. Like, this one bitch was bragging, like, these are my three different daddies, three, you know, and I'm
yeah,
like,
I'm good, thanks.
What are we doing?
I got one
what
problem.
Are we doing?
I don't need more.
Could you imagine three of those problems?
No. Thank you.
At least you made one mistake, but three times with the same mistake. I mean, isn't that three different mistakes?
No.
That's okay.
Absolutely not. I can't.
Well, I love this. I love catching up, and I love watching the girls watching them grow. It's amazing. And the boy, too.
And the boy.
I'm always like, how are my girls? And the boy.
Yeah, I feel like you forget about him.
I do. I just like, I have this bond with the girls. I just love them so much.
Yeah, you know? They were around for like when you were seeing this all go down for the first time.
Yeah. I don't think I hang with Julian as much, but I know he's a sweet boy.
Yeah, he's the best. He's tough too.
Yeah.
So.
They all are. I'm sure by the end of the school year, my daughter's, the sweetness is going to be a little sour.
Oh, yeah. I hope you like Cecily, sweet Cecily right now, because she's going to turn out to be just like these two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm literally waiting for it. Like, I was telling Denny, like, the first time somebody is mean to her is going to just crush everything. Like, she is just so, like, today she's like, she drew a picture and she said, I looked at it and she goes, does that make you smile? Mm-hmm. Like, who are you?
Aww.
Who are you? Everyone at work tells me the baby in my belly is going to be spawn of Satan because
I'm not going to lie to you, Jess. I'm real fucking
nervous.
Do
it again. I know. Like, they're like, wait, your daughter potty trained herself? They're like, do you understand what you're in for? Like, with number two? Mm-hmm. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm anticipating it. I know it. I know. And especially like, oh my God, you know what we fucking talked about that we lost the audio? The fucking kidney stones. I could not for the life of me remember what we talked about. We talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Son of a fuck.
Wow.
Guys, pregnancy-induced kidney stones. We'll tell you about that next time.
Wow. That's shitty.
Yeah. Me and Tracy, 5 years into doing this, how many episodes are still losing recordings? We suck.
We're
that was the worst day of recording ever.
Dumbest people.
Listen, this is what Alan said to me. I'm going to read you tonight what he said to me.
Oh my God.
He said,
he's just so disappointed with our brainwaves. It's just disgusting.
I said, Alan, we need to set up the night before next time. And he said, my guy, we've been doing this show for all of Cecily's natural born life and then some. Back when each spilling of the seed was just for fun, I thought y'all would be good. And I wrote, you really thought that? Then you're the fool and not me. Honestly,
I have never,
he thought we'd be good.
That hated me so much.
We've been doing this all obsessively, natural born life.
It was like, with the calmness that he said that to you. It was that made it the utmost disrespect.
So let me tell the story super quick. So I thought I had a UTI. I'd never had a UTI before, and I was literally dying. Got antibiotics. It, like, kind of went away, but then, like, came back. Doctor's like, oh, maybe you have a yeast infection now from the antibiotics. And I'm just like, I am dying. Got new antibiotics. Nothing was helping me. I'm in so much pain, like, a week later that I go to my OB, and I'm like, I want to go to the hospital. Like, take me to the hospital. I'm dying. I don't know what's wrong with me. And this whole time, I'm thinking it's a UTI. And my blood work came back and he's like, I think you passed a kidney stone.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know anything about kidney stones. I never passed one. I didn't know many people who had. Well, now I do, because now everybody tells me their kidney stone stories, which is horrific. But yeah, it's called like pregnancy induced. Everything's pregnancy induced. I have pregnancy induced carpal tunnel. You had that, Trey.
Oh my God, that was the worst.
The worst. I'm walking around with a fucking wrist brace on, like a 90-year-old woman, and I'm passing kidney stones. Like, I can't. Like, I didn't have any of this with Zest. So this has to be, you know, demon spawn number two planting this inside of me.
I think once we figure out what, if this is a boy or a girl, we're gonna sooner be able to tell if it's gonna be your demon child.
You guys, passing a kidney stone and then passing it pregnant, I cannot explain to you the level of pain. Denny was like, I told him I was in a 10 out of 10 pain. You know when you see the little chart at the fucking doctor's office and it's like, mm-hmm, a happy face and a really sad face? I'm like, I am really sad. I am a 10 out of 10 in pain. And he says, 10 out of 10, that's for people who are suffering bullet wounds. And I said, well,
that's for people who get
me.
Shot. Imagine. Bro, you trying to feel a 10 out of 10 pain, sir? Because you don't say that to a pregnant woman.
So my doctor made me go to the neurologist. Not the neurologist, I'm sorry. The doctor made me go to the, what the hell are they called?
What?
The, like,
psychologist?
No, the penis doctor.
I forget what it's, urologist.
The urologist, which, by the way, apparently is not a penis doctor. I thought you had to have a penis to go to one.
Nope, you just have to pee. Update.
Fun fact. Fun life alert.
Yeah.
So, oh, my God. The fact my doctor even still sees me, I was like, wait, isn't that like a man's doctor? He's like, no. So I go to the urologist, and I'm telling him, like, I'm like, nobody believed me. I think because everyone thought I had a UTI, they were like, you're like faking your pain level, you know? And he was like, have your husband pass a stone and tell me the level of a fucking pain he's in.
Yeah, I mean, or deliver baby, whatever.
You know what? I was researching this and like in different forums and shit because I wanted to see like what happened to these pregnant people that passed stones. I was worried about the baby. And they literally, people were saying like it was worse than being in like labor and having a baby. Like the passing the stone was the worst thing that they've ever done.
Meanwhile, they've said that having a baby, labor is physically equivalent to breaking like 30 bones at a time.
For fuck's sake.
So if kidney stones are worse than that, like, okay, Denny, and your stupid bullet wound.
I'm like, I think I could take a bullet wound. I don't know. Honestly, I wouldn't. I honestly can't do the kidney stones.
Bullet wounds are like getting
again.
A shark bite. Your body goes into shock where sometimes you don't even feel it because it's so fast, and your body goes into shock. That's literally what I know people who have been shot, and that's what they've told me. And like that, it happens so fast that you don't even know that you're shot sometimes. So, pretty sure, Denny, that it's not the most painful thing. 10 out of 10. Just also, so you know,
my urologist was like kind of cute, and I realized my flirting game is so fucking bad because I could feel, I was like beet red, like I could feel myself blushing talking to him.
Ew,
do you ever
so
blush
right now? No.
Do you ever turn red? No. I was like, I'm like, oh God, he's kind of cute. I'm kind of feeling him. And he's talking to me about passing a kidney stone. And I'm mortified.
No, my fucking tummy tuck doctor is also beautiful. And I never once flirted with him. He's just like cool. He's just cool as fuck. Like, he's just like the best thing ever. But like, never once did I actually flirt with him.
I literally told Den, I'm like, we need a day where we just go out and like do our thing. I'm like, because I need to get like my swag back up because I can't be turning beet red talking to men. Like, I just can't.
Oh my God, you're a loser now.
No, I'm no, for real. I felt, I was like, oh my God, my face must be so red right now. I'm in like, I was just getting like, I don't know, I was getting so weird around him.
Oh my God, like, I don't even know you.
Cause you know, I don't like potty talk. I don't want to talk about passing. He's like, did you see it? And I'm like, can you not talk to me about this? You're too hot for this. But he's a fucking urologist. I have to talk to him about this.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, did you look into the toilet and see it? I was like, that's inappropriate.
That's inappropriate. I'm gone. Goodbye.
Oh, what is my life? Oh. So that is what you missed on the deleted episode of Bad Example.
Oh, it was way, way intense. Yeah.
Yeah. Way intense. But I did a ultrasound at the urologist today, and I'm good. So hopefully that won't happen to me again.
Mm-hmm. Love that.
Yeah. God, we're close. We're at the finish line here. Let's fucking do this.
You got this.
Don't forget, guys, new episodes air every Tuesday. So see you next Tuesday.
Hosted on dimlywit.com.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.